The Beacon Sessions.
Welcome to the Beacon Sessions room. This is the Poet Dogs. What's wrong? Oh, it's your phone. Yeah. I thought that was you. Welcome. We're leaving this in.
Hi, James.
Welcome to the Poet Dogs.
Yeah, nice to be here, James.
You thought we'd start that introduction again. I'm going to keep that in because I think that was your phone, wasn't it?
It was my phone.
To be fair, though, I normally tell people phones off because it's unprofessional, but that was quite funny because let me explain. Mike has an accordion. And that's what I thought it was. I thought, should we do the introduction again? You can play a little intro with the accordion.
I can play a little.
Okay, here we go.
Accordion ringtone.
Yeah. Welcome to the Beacon Sessions room, the Poet Dogs.
I didn't say sing.
Not the Anyway, listen, we've got Dill, Mike and Gary here.
Hello, James. Hello.
They're selling themselves here because obviously you're up for the vote for Telfer Park Live.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
They reckon, because last year was about 5,000 people there, they reckon they could get anywhere between 5,000 and 10,000 people. So it's quite a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, that's be exciting. Nice to play more intimate sort of gigs for us, yeah. So no, of course it would be a big deal. It's we're not used to playing in front of that kind of audience, so it would be brilliant.
How long have you guys been going though together as the Poet Dogs?
We've been sort of going quite a while, to be honest, James. About 8 years, I think.
8 years. I've been with them for about 5 years.
And the current lineup about
we found Mike outside.
Yeah,
I thought so. How did you meet Mike? Seriously, because I mean, no offence, Mike. It's quite different, isn't it, to have an accordion player? And it just listening to you warming up just now, which we're going to hear something in a minute. It does blend in really nicely with your sound.
Yeah, well, I personally have always been into trying to think beyond the traditional rock format, and I grew up listening to the Beatles and that idea of bringing in just woodwind instruments or violins or whatever. And Ruben, our drummer, who couldn't be here tonight. This is
sounds
Ruben's
like you're
dad.
On this is Your Life.
So yeah,
tonight,
surprise.
That's sorry, it's the wrong program.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, and it's all right. And so Ruben's dad, Mike, is a music teacher and he plays all these instruments. Anytime we've got a song where we think, yeah, that needs an accordion or a piccolo or something, then Mike plays on it as well.
So is Mike a man of many talents then with the instruments?
He is, yeah, definitely.
Ukulele is my favourite at the moment.
That's really popular again, though, isn't it?
It is, yes, yeah.
We're going to get you in again with your ukulele at some point. Am I right in saying that the Kinks is one of your kind of influences?
Yeah, we love the Kinks. Ray Davies, that kind of very specific kind of storytelling type music.
Sort of the 67 era when everyone went all psychedelic, I think, is my favourite Kinks time.
Yeah,
anything had a sitar on it.
There's just different styles of music. You know, we've always tried different types of music. I've always liked albums where you get a folk song and a kids song and a rock song and a heavy metal song.
That's something we've kind of gone for with our first album, isn't it? To have a different genre.
I guess some people might prefer something if it's all of a similar thing, but that's just what we like doing.
Now, apparently, the owner of JB said that you were, this is in Dudley, said that you were Shropshire's best kept secret.
Oh, that's very nice of him, yeah.
So have you played there? Because it was very sad, wasn't it, that it's had to sort of close?
Yeah, it was a legend, yeah, legendary place. It had all the greats playing there, as well as us. We played there quite a few days. He quite took us under his wing, really.
He's been very kind, hasn't he?
We support a lot of bands there, like the Wonder stuff. Yeah, it's a shame it's not here anymore.
It is, isn't it? So you're going to play now? What are you going to do for us so we can hear your talents?
Yeah, we're going to play a song that's on the... We've done an album that we've financed ourselves and all that sort of thing. And we're going to do a version of that, but with the accordion and acoustic guitar, so it'd be quite different to any of the one of three people who've previously listened to the original
not
version
including
of this
ourselves.
Okay, well, this is the Poet Dogs, and we look forward to the accordion part of this.
Okay. Ready, guys?
Outer space in my Cortina converted rocket ship, but come the morning I'm just bricks on dry
And you know, I could be anything in the world, just could be anything, but it's not. With every sip, you're drifting out of the world, out of the world. The sea's retreating now, I've left it far too late to set my sail. Don't look surprised, we told you ages ago. I have no trade at all, the Stone Age town just turned me right away. What can you do? I just said nothing at all. But you know, I can be anything in the world, just could be anything, but it's not. With every sip, you're drifting out of the world, out of the world. I could be anything in the world, just could be anything, but it's not. With every sip, you're drifting out of the world, out of the world. She wears a hearing aid, you know, she said she's heard it all before. Don't look surprised, we told you ages ago. And you know, I could be anything in the world, just could be anything, but it's not. With every sip, you're drifting out of the world. And you know, I could be anything in the world, just could be anything, but it's not. With every sip, you're drifting out of the world, 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 out of the world.
Thank you very much, guys.
No worries, James. Thanks a lot for having us.
Good luck.
Cheers. Cheers. Thanks.